Walter von der Vogelweide by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Vogelweide, the minute singer, when he left this world of ours, laid his body in the cloister under Würzburg's minster towers, and he gave the monks his treasures, gave them all with this behest, they should feed the birds at noontide daily on his place of rest, saying, "From these wandering minstrels I have learned the art of song, let me now repay the lessons they have taught so well and long." Thus the bard of love departed, and fulfilling his desire on his tomb, the birds were feasted by the children of the choir. Day by day, o'er tower and turret, in foul weather and in fair, day by day, in vaster numbers, flocked the poets of the air. On the tree whose heavy branches overshadowed all the place, on the pavement, on the tombstone, on the poet's sculptured face, on the crossbars of each window, on the lintel of each door, they renewed the war of Würzburg, which the bard had fought before. There they sang their merry carols, sang their lauds on every side, and the name their voices uttered was the name of Vogelweide. Till at length the portly abbot murmured, "Why this waste of food? Be it changed to loaves henceforward for our tasting brotherhood." Then in vain, o'er tower and turret, from the walls and woodland nests, when the minster bells rang noontide, gathered the unwelcome guests. Then in vain, with cries discordant, clamorous round the Gothic spire, screamed the feathered minnesingers for the children of the choir. Time has long effaced the inscriptions on the cloister's funeral stones, and tradition only tells us where repose the poet's bones. But around the vast cathedral, by sweet echoes multiplied still, the birds repeat the legend and the name of Vogelweide. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.